Good evening, everyone. Welcome to our evening prayer service and our children's Christmas program. Thanks to everyone, all the teachers and kids who put in a lot of hard work. It's been a rough week illness-wise here at St. John's, so we're missing a number of kids and some families, and so we're sad that they aren't able to join us, but they put in a lot of hard work as well. Just a couple of things. The service is printed in your bulletin. That's what we'll be following. Following the service, it's listed at the end that there was going to be a reception in Luther Hall. The kids' goodie bags are going to be available in the breezeway. So there's a change in that. Rather than having the reception in Luther Hall, we're going to have the goodie bags available for pickup in the breezeway following the service. I think those are all the announcements that I have, just as we kind of try to move on the getting healthier here in the past few days here. I think that's it. After the bell is finished ringing, please stand and face the narthex doors as we process in with the Holy Cross. The Spirit and the Church cry out. All those who await his appearance pray. The whole creation pleads. Joyous light of glory. Blessed are you, O Lord, our God, King of the universe, who led your people Israel by a pillar of cloud by day and a pillar of fire by night. Enlighten our darkness by the light of your Christ. May his word be a lamp to our feet and a light to our path. For you are merciful, and you love your whole creation, and we, your creatures, glorify you, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Come, let us sing for joy to the Lord. Let us come before him with thanksgiving.
And extol him with music and song.
Come, let us bow down and worship.
Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker.
The rising sun will come to us from heaven to shine light on those living in darkness and in the shadow of death.
To guide our feet into the path of peace.
Unto us the Christ is born. A reading from John chapter 1. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things were made through him, and without him was not anything made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. He came as a witness to bear witness about the light, that all might believe through him. He was not the light, but came to bear witness about the light. The true light, which gives light to everyone, was coming into the world. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. And we have seen his glory, glory as of the only Son from the Father, full of grace and truth. O Lord, have mercy on us.
Thanks be to God.
You may be seated.
At this time of year, we hear and sing a lot of special music that has been written and composed for the Advent and Christmas seasons, carols and hymns that celebrate the birth of our Savior Jesus. Tonight we will hear the verses of the very first Christmas as recorded in the Gospel of Luke. For centuries, these words of God's saints and angels have been set to music and sung by believers. The songs remind us of the gift of God's Son, Jesus, as our Savior and the redeeming work he has done for all of us. Tonight we will hear this message of comfort as these saints and angel hosts rejoice.
When God created the first humans, Adam and Eve, he placed them in the Garden of Eden. God told them they could eat from any tree in the garden except for the tree of knowledge of good and evil. All of God's creation was perfect and very good. But then Adam and Eve sinned. The devil came to Adam and Eve in the form of a snake. He deceived Adam and Eve by raising doubts in their mind about what God had said. They ate from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, disobeying God. Then Adam and Eve realized their sin. Because of their sin, they would experience consequences. Their work would be difficult. One of their sons would kill his brother, and they would experience pain, hardships, and torment. And finally, they would die, turning back to the dust from which they were created. The same would happen to all of their descendants, to every human being born. In his love for Adam and Eve and everyone who would come after them, in his love for you and me, God promised a Savior from sin. God would send his one and only Son to be their Savior and ours. This first promise of this Savior is found in Genesis chapter 3 when God tells the devil,
God did not forget his promise. He spoke his promise again and again to his people, including his chosen servant, Abraham.
I will bless those who bless you, and whoever curses you, I will curse. And all people on earth will be blessed through you.
Genesis 3, verse 3. To Judah, the son of Jacob.
To his chosen prophet Moses, who led God's people from slavery in Egypt to the land God promised them.
And in the darkest of times, God's prophet Isaiah would remind God's people that the Savior was coming and what he would accomplish for all the people.
Thank you. Later, God proclaimed his promise again through the prophet Jeremiah.
Finally, 400 years before the Savior is born, the last prophecy was given from Malachi.
God repeated his promise of the Savior throughout the time of the Old Testament, and God will keep his promise.
Revealed his sacred face, evermore. when the time was right, God continued with his plan of salvation. At that time, there lived a priest of the Lord whose name was Zechariah. He was married to Elizabeth. While serving in the temple, the angel Gabriel came to Zechariah and announced that he and his wife would have a son. They were to name him John. The child would be great and prepare the way for the Lord. This child was John the Baptist. Because Zechariah and his wife were older, he doubted what Gabriel said. Because of Zechariah's doubt, Gabriel told Zechariah that he would not be able to speak until their child was born. Listen as we hear about the birth of John the Baptist recorded in Luke chapter 1.
Now the time came for Elizabeth to give birth, and she bore a son. And her neighbors and relatives heard that the Lord had shown great mercy to her, and they rejoiced with her. And on the eighth day, they came to circumcise the child. And they would have called him Zechariah after his father, but his mother answered, "No, he shall be called John." And they said to her, "None of your relatives is called by this name." And they made signs to his father, inquiring what he wanted him to be called. And he asked for a writing tablet and wrote, "His name is John." And they all wondered. And immediately his mouth was open and his tongue loosed, and he spoke, blessing God. And fear came on all their neighbors. And all these things were talked about through all the hill country of Judea. And all who heard them laid them up in their hearts, saying, "What then will this child be? For the hand of the Lord was with him." O Lord, have mercy on us.
Zechariah was filled with the Holy Spirit and gave a prophecy. This prophecy is called the Benedictus, a Latin word that means blessed. This song reminds us of the work of God's promised Savior and how John the Baptist would prepare the people for the coming of the Savior.
Thank you. God sent the angel Gabriel to another person, to a young woman in Nazareth named Mary. She was engaged to a man named Joseph. The news Gabriel told Mary was incredible. God had chosen her to be the mother of the world's Savior. Mary was amazed at this news, and she was a virgin. However, Gabriel told her that through God's power, she would become pregnant, and her child would be the Son of God. In faith, Mary accepted this news while visiting her cousin Elizabeth, who was pregnant with John the Baptist. Mary praised the Lord with what has become known as the Magnificat, a Latin word from the beginning of this song. We find Mary's words recorded in Luke chapter 1.
In those days, Mary arose and went with haste into the hill country to a town in Judah. And she entered the house of Zechariah and greeted Elizabeth. And when Elizabeth heard the greeting of Mary, the baby leaped in her womb. And Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Spirit. And she exclaimed with a loud cry, "Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb. And why is this granted to me that the mother of my Lord should come to me? For behold, when the sound of your greeting came to my ears, the baby in my womb leaped for joy. And blessed is she who believed that there would be a fulfillment of what was spoken to her from the Lord." And Mary said, "My soul magnifies the Lord. O Lord, have mercy on us."
Mary praised the Lord for the great things he had done for his people in the past, and the greatest thing he would do for his people in the future, by sending the Savior.
Thank you. when all things were ready, God sent his Son, Jesus, to be the Savior of the world. This event, the greatest in the history of the world, took place in humble circumstances.
In those days, Caesar Augustus issued a decree that a census should be taken of the entire Roman world. This was the first census that took place while Quirinius was governor of Syria, and everyone went to their own town to be registered. So Joseph also went up from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to Bethlehem, the town of David, because he belonged to the house and line of David. He went there to register with Mary, who was pledged to be married to him and was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for the baby to be born, and she gave birth to her firstborn, a son. She wrapped him in clothes and placed him in a manger because there was no guest room available for them.
The humble circumstances didn't diminish the importance of this event, and God wanted people to know about it. So he sent an angel to tell the local shepherds that the world's Savior had been born and how they would recognize him. Then many angels appeared to proclaim peace to all people because the Savior had come.
There were shepherds living out in their fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them. And they were terrified, but the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all people. Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger." Suddenly, a great company of heavenly hosts appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to those on whom his favor rests."
The name of this song, taken from the angels, Christ proclaims to the Bethlehem shepherds and Gloria in Excelsis Deo. This Latin praise means glory to God in the highest. The song reminds us of the peace that now exists, not an earthly peace, but peace between God and all human beings. Jesus would fulfill every part of the law which we could not do. Jesus would save all people from their sins. Praise and honor, glory, and thanks be to God for this great love shown to the sinners.
Thank you. final song is based on the words of an old man. This man, Simeon, had been told by God that he would not die until he had seen the Lord Christ. 40 days after the birth of Jesus, Mary and Joseph took Jesus to the temple in Jerusalem to fulfill those portions of the law that required the firstborn son to be presented to the Lord. Listen as we hear that what took place in the temple that day, recorded in Luke chapter 2, verses 25 through 33.
Now there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon, and this man was righteous and devout, waiting for the consolation of Israel, and the Holy Spirit was upon him. And it had been revealed to him by the Holy Spirit that he would not see death before he had seen the Lord's Christ. And he came in the Spirit into the temple, and when the parents brought in the child Jesus to do for him according to the custom of the law, he took him up in his arms and blessed God and said, "Lord, now you are letting your servant depart in peace, according to your word. For my eyes have seen your salvation, that you have prepared in the presence of all peoples, a light for revelation to the Gentiles and for glory to your people Israel." And his father and his mother marveled at what was said about him. O Lord, have mercy on us.
Thanks be to God. Simeon's words of praise are known in Latin as the Nunc Dimittis, the first words where Simeon states he can now depart in peace. Simeon had seen that the salvation that God had promised for his chosen people and for all people. All of these songs sang thank to God for the great gifts he has given us in sending his Son to be our Savior.
our Savior from sin. In worship today, we sing many songs to the Triune, God, Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. In these songs, we thank our Creator, our Redeemer, and our Sanctifier for preserving us, redeeming us, and both bringing us to faith and strengthening our faith. May our songs like those we heard tonight. Thank you, God, for the gifts of gifts. Jesus, God, Son of our Savior.
Let us pray. O God, from whom come all holy desires, all good counsels, and all just works, give to us, your servants, that peace which the world cannot give, that our hearts may be set to obey your commandments, and also that we, being defended from the fear of our enemies, may live in peace and quietness. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Taught by our Lord and trusting his promises, we are bold to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Let us bless the Lord. The Almighty and Merciful Lord, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, bless and preserve you.